be great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we're talking sports and straight up Super Bowl 51. Just 7 days away, man. Of course, Tom Brady and the Patriots, a three-point favorite, 3 to 4 points, wherever you happen to go. But man, how about Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan and Tom Brady. Who's the better of the two? We'll talk about that in depth in segment three tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Show. Of course, this is the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his all-stars. My all-stars are in flight right now. Zach Attack Young is in flight from Texas, so he won't be joining me tonight. But you can on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things to talk about besides the Super Bowl, of course, the Super Fight. The biggest fight of 2017 appears to be close to being made. That's right, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Why anybody want to see Floyd Mayweather fight again? They really don't. They just want to see him get lit up. They want to see him get drilled. Speaking of drilled, wow, lots of fights on HBO, Showtime, and of course, USC action as well. Lots of things to talk about tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, duking it out. Super Bowl 51, just 7 days away. I can't wait. You're tuned to Sports Byline, live from the city of the Bay, the West Coast, San Francisco, California.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Sports Date Sunday, January 29, 2017. Justin Bieber stepped in for Robin Thicke. That's why Robin Thicke wouldn't participate in an amateur hockey game for his father. Of course, the late Alan Thicke passed away last year, but Alan Thicke, a big celebrity in Canada, but Justin Bieber, my buddy Justin. Why did I say my buddy? In 2008, I was working as management for Pier 39 in San Francisco, which is a big tourist, something like a Disneyland type of thing here in the city by the bay, right here on the waterfront. And guess what? Justin Bieber showed up and had a little mini concert in the middle of my mall. It was like a shopping mall. He couldn't do that. I told him he had the lead. He said, no, I'm Justin. I said, no, I'm the Taco Man. You got to go. Guess what? Justin went. I gave him a spot down towards near Pier 33. Went down there for a while. He had like, I would say, 500 to 700 little girls with him. And they were screaming at me, you can't talk to Justin that way. You can't talk to Justin that way. He's Justin Bieber. I had no idea who Justin Bieber was, okay? Anyway, talked about it in the open, of course. Looks like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. That's right. The mouth that roared Conor McGregor, the mouth that roared too. Talk about Floyd Mayweather. He roared, but he hasn't really done anything. I mean, he roars. He screams about all doing all these great things, but has he really done anything great of late? Not really. Beating a one-armed Filipino? Not really. I mean, come on. Floyd, stay retired, but he's not going to stay retired. I told you he wouldn't stay retired. He's going to come back because he thinks that Conor McGregor is an easy mark. He thinks that the 155-pound UFC champion, the lightweight champion of the UFC, can step into a boxing ring and that Mayweather would just dance circles around him and, you know, box his ears off. Well, guess what? If it turns into a fight, Floyd's in trouble. Why do I say that? Conor can crack with both hands. He's got good power. He's probably the best of the stand-up fighters when it comes to the UFC, especially in the lighter weights, no doubt about that. And he can crack with that right hand, that left hand. And if Floyd gets hit on the chin, Floyd will go as well. Anybody can get knocked out. Ask Andre Ward. He said that, no doubt about that. Of course, the 2004 Olympic gold medals coming up short of 2 months ago, but winning the fight against Serdyukova. Hey, only in boxing. Serena Williams, pound for pound, one of the greatest athletes of all time. But she's dissed, of course, won another Grand Slam. It's like her 23rd Grand Slam. She beat her sister down there in Australia. But I got to tell you, she's an amazing athlete. And if she was a male and if she was white, she'd be like the greatest thing since sliced bread. But she's a black woman that wears dreadlocks and plays tennis. Not too cool. A black woman ruling a white woman's sport. Sorry, but that's the truth. Super Bowl. Oh, the Super Bowl strippers. Speaking of hookers. Super Bowl strippers, hookers. There's a fine line between the two. Believe me, I was a policeman and the male. I know there's a fine line between hookers and strippers. But anyway, hookers are saying they can make 120 grand at the Super Bowl. 120 grand, I kid you not, $120,000 for a weekend. This one chick said she made 100 grand for the NBA playoffs last year. 100 grand. What? I'm in the wrong business, folks. No doubt about it. Hey, how about Indianapolis Colts running back Robert Turpin? He's off the hook, folks. Of course, that weed wrap they hit him with a couple of months ago. Of course, the cops found a joint in his car in Utah, of all places. He ran a stop sign. They found a joint in his car. And then he tweeted, it was my mistake. It won't happen again. And then the case was dropped. This is the courts. The justice court said there was no evidence. There was evidence that shows he might not be guilty. He had the joint in his pocket. How could he not be guilty? Oh, my God. From good thing to a bad thing. Another MMA fighter coming up, we're going to say, on the police blotters in Oklahoma. A pro MMA fighter who fought in Bellator with a 2-6 record. His name was Roshan Jones, 135-pound bantamweight. Two murders this week. Broke into a house, robbery gone bad. And what can I say? He killed two people. May he get the death penalty. No doubt about that. Speaking of the death penalty, I know they don't have the death penalty for rape, but what about the death penalty for colleges? Baylor University sued for allegedly, get this, 52 rapes in 4 years by their football team? 52 rapes in 4 years by their football team? You think something's wrong? You think something's wrong at Baylor? Oh, my God. Something's definitely wrong at Baylor. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Sports State. January 29th, 2017. What is him?
Deep back in the eye is Coleman with DeMarco. Split off.
They'll toss it to Tevin. Left side, around the edge. Got a block. Touchdown, Atlanta. And Tevin almost ran that one back to the locker room. He went it all the way into tunnel and high-fived somebody standing about 30 yards deep in the tunnel.
Michael, nowhere to go. And that's it. The Atlanta Falcons, NFC champions, on to Super Bowl 51.
Brady identifies the mic from the right hash mark of the 10. Tom waits on the snap and takes it. Backs up, bouncing on his feet. Looks down the middle, throws down the middle. Touchdown, Edelman! One more score for the Patriots.
Start the buses.
AFC championship.
Start the buses, baby.
Tom Brady takes the snap, and with one more kneel down, the New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season. And with that one more, they are the only one, the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
There is a pro football game tomorrow. Did you know? No, it's not the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a week from today. Of course, a week from today. But I got to tell you, the Pro Bowl is happening. Who cares? Why are they playing the Pro Bowl? Why don't they just give these guys a check? I mean, considering the CTE and the brain damage, that kind of good stuff that occurs in football, you've heard guys say that they get their – you've heard guys say on this show that their first concussion was the first hit they took in training camp. That was first concussions. So many, many, many concussions going to occur. No doubt about that. But I'm telling you, when you look at the big picture, man, the NFL right now, I think they could have passed. They could have passed on the NFL pro game, all pro game. They really could have, because really nobody cares. They used to hold it in Hawaii, where guys used to go over there like, oh, I think a week after the Super Bowl, you know, and have some strippers and have a good time and this and that. But now, come on, with the brain damage, why play an extra game? Why not just give them some money? Just give the guys some money. Of course, the NFL isn't giving guys free money. If the guy wins an award, I think he should get some money at a banquet, maybe take his wife, have some chicken, that kind of good stuff. Not playing a professional football game and not possibly get hurt again. Because I'm telling you, these concussions, we don't know where it's going. I've had executives and doctors alone telling me, guess what? There won't be any pro football in 25 years from now with college football players. Why? Because guys with college educations in 20 or 25 years from now realize how dangerous football is. This is the minimal concussions. Listen, it's a rare minority of athletes that don't get screwed up in contact sports. I was lucky. I boxed for like a long time, okay? But I didn't get drilled. I never got knocked out. I never took any beatings. You know what I'm saying? So I was concussed one time in my entire career in 52 fights. I concussed one time. But I'm telling you, after that concussion, things were weird for about a week. So I could imagine getting a concussion on top of a concussion, because in the gym, I remember we used to beat on guys, you know, and they'd get knocked out, and then they'd come back a few minutes later, and they'd spar again after getting some smelling salts in their nose and this and that. I kid you not, this was old school medical, no doubt about that. But that's the way it went. That's just the way it went back in the day. Of course, now the Pro Bowl is still happening, but why? Of course, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, what's happening? Could it be better? Could Super Bowl 51 be any better? I mean, think about that. You've got the two hottest quarterbacks in football. How good does it get? It doesn't get much better than that. Of course, Brady on the verge of becoming like the iconic football player that Joe Montana is. I don't know if he can reach Joe Montana status. I mean, really think about that. Montana was really the man, no doubt about that. He won all the Super Bowls, never threw an interception in the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowls he was involved with. I just think that Montana, pound for pound, was probably a better football player than my man, Tom Brady. But Tom Brady, of course, who I punked for years, folks. I punked him for years. But I got to say this, Tom Brady's a man right now, and you got to give him a lot of props. He deserves it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Skype line is happening as well. Join us. Skype line address is Sports Byline and the number 2. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. After the break, I'll water the plant a little bit, and then we'll hear from Fox Sports 1. And guess what? Who is the best quarterback, Tom Brady or Matt Ryan? Think about that. We'll be right back. You're tuned to Sports Byline, the Taco Man, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Now, hear me out, guy. I'm talking Oscar here. Classic, classic Cinderella stuff, okay? A football team. Somewhere in New England, 42 years, no championship, man. Buckets. New season. Home opener. Guess what happens? Whammo! Their franchise quarterback is gone! So they got a decision to make, huh? Sure, it's too soon, but they bring in the kid. And with the thing in it, Big Bob Bob! Big Bob Bob! Okay, so dig this. It's not a fumble, all right? The refs cite some obscure rule, so it's a fumble. But it ain't no fumble. Cut to New Orleans. Why? Because I love that city like a brother. Super Bowl. High score. Timex running dry. And the kid, huh? Marches his boys right into field goal range. They kick. Will it? Won't it? It does. They win. They win. The champions of the freaking world, man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry. I am not like you guys.
The great Dennis Hopper there with that lead in. Of course, Tom Brady and Matt Ryan duking it out tomorrow. So they come back a week from today, of course, for Super Bowl 51. And as I said earlier, a 3-point favorite are the Patriots. Do they really belong to be a 3-point favorite? I mean, if you really think about how the teams are going right now, Atlanta seems to be firing on all 8 cylinders. While the Patriots, well, they're winning, but they're not winning super spectacularly, are they? Anyway, the bottom line is, who is the best quarterback, Tom Brady or Matt Ryan?
Over his last 6 games, Matt Ryan's numbers are practically identical to the best 6-game stretch of Tom Brady's entire career, which was during his ridiculous 2007 season. Listen, again, Tom Brady has the experience advantage, but to me, when it comes down to who's playing the best football at the quarterback position going into this game, it is Matt Ryan.
Do you know what you just said?
What?
Six games. This guy, Brady, has been doing it for 15 or 16 years. You just said six games.
I'm talking about right but, now.
I get
now
this is,
I'm talking about
I
right now.
You know, this is like when, you know, that started off and I was a little worried when we said, is he the next Tom Brady? No. He's not the next Tom Brady. I'm not going to agree there. If you say, is he playing better than Tom Brady right now? I would say yes. And the reason I'm going to say yes is that Tom Brady is in a system in which he's been in for a long time. He's very comfortable. He has a voice in Josh McDaniels in his ear that he's very comfortable with. We give guys like Alex Smith a pass when they have all these different coordinators coming in. Matt Ryan has learned a new language in two seasons and mastered it. You look at the way he's playing right now, right on par with the way Tom Brady is playing. That's why I say he's playing better, because he had to learn a new offense, listen to a new voice, work in with different players, and it's been working at this level. I think he's playing better right now based on that.
Hold on.
We're saying right now. I'm not talking about over career.
I know, but we bring up some historical things. Tom had the four games where he wasn't playing. He's 39 years old. He deals with change every single season. He lost
not in his offense, though.
Different players.
Different players. But I'm saying,
but he makes them all, he makes them all play better because of how he plays. He loses his biggest offensive weapon in Gronkowski. I mean, to say that Matt Ryan's playing better than Tom Brady.
Right now. That's all we're saying. Not over the course of the career.
Because his stats are a little bit more
impressive. No, because of what we see.
But to me, it's not just a function of stats. It's how well you run the offense, how well you can deal with different game plans, with different defensive approaches. Let's see how well Matt Ryan plays against what New England throws.
But we've already seen how well he's played all season. But look at what
he's got, a guy who is unstoppable when he takes the field. And he has been playing that well. When you have a receiver that is dominating the way he is dominating right now, it makes it a lot easier.
It's a shame that New England doesn't have a running game or an Edelman in the slot that people can't cover. You know, if he had those things, there's no telling what Tom Brady would do.
Well, I'm just saying, if you put Matt Ryan in the New England system, is he going to play as good as Tom Brady? And if you put Tom Brady in Atlanta system, is he going to be
as good as Matt? You guys keep changing the question because y'all don't want to deal with the fact
Because it's not apples to apples. You got to look at what they're dealing with, the things they have to overcome to evaluate who's playing better. Like
the hotter hand. He's more precise with the football right now. He has more weapons. He's using all of his weapons at a level we haven't seen anybody do. I'm just talking about right now.
And
Tom Brady's the greatest of all time.
And he's in his second year within this offense. That counts for something. When we always give guys a pass saying that, well, they have to learn this new language and it's so difficult for a quarterback, for him to master it and play at this level,
How many great ones do you say all of a sudden go from really good to great in year eight?
Tom Brady. Go look at Tom Brady's stats.
Go look at Tom Brady.
Listen, go look at Tom Brady his first six, seven, 8 years.
They ran a different kind of
offense. Their defense helped a lot. I'm not saying Tom Brady wasn't a terrific quarterback, but I'm just saying I've seen guys go from, man, he's really good, to like Randy Moss is there and you're setting all kinds of records, and the next thing you know, every year you're throwing for 30 and 40 touchdowns. That's where I think Matt Ryan may be sitting on. Eric, before you go, I want to ask you one question. I want to get to the nuts and bolts of this. You're a defensive coordinator.
Who do I want to play against?
Yes.
Matt Ryan, without a doubt.
If you're giving me the option to
play against Tom Brady or Matt Ryan, I'm playing against Matt Ryan.
In 9 days, you'd rather play against Matt Ryan.
In 15 days, in 9 years, yes.
Hey, Whit, I was fighting with you, but until when you gave me that option, Ryan or
one
Brady.
One guy has the best offense in football.
You completely lost me.
One guy has the best offense in football.
Makes people around him better on a consistent basis. You hear all the time, this quarterback needs more weapons. No, that's not how it works with him. Tom Brady creates weapons.
When Tom Brady walks out on that field, just his presence alone is different than having Matt Ryan walk out on that field.
You got to stop this, though. Tom Brady does have players around him.
We
act like he's playing with a bunch of high school players. He has some good players around him within that offense and other guys that you have to account for. That's a major reason why that
I'm
offense
go
is there.
With gambling
but I'm still
talk.
With you.
I'm going to go with gambling talk. You guys gamble any? I'm going to go shoot
I do,
craps.
I do not.
Shoot craps. There's something called the cum line. And you're betting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Matt Ryan. I understand Brady's legacy and accomplishments and career.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Matt Ryan is taking off to a different level. We'll see it again.
I'd rather
you
have
need
more
put,
aces in
you
my
need
head.
To put some money on it.
Matt Ryan or Tom Brady? Who do you like? Look at about this. This is like the second year in a row, the second Super Bowl in a row that a 39-year-old quarterback will start in the Super Bowl. Of course, last year was Peyton Manning. Of course, he brought the Broncos to a look at a pretty good game. Of course, his defense helped him out greatly. But now we've got Tom Brady, of course, going for his fifth Super Bowl ring. His fifth Super Bowl ring. And if he does that, of course, no quarterback's won five Super Bowl rings before. And that will probably cement his legacy in the minds of everybody outside of those here on the West Coast that he is the greatest quarterback of all time. But to get to that fifth Super Bowl ring, you know, he's going to have to, like, find a way to outscore the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they're like a scoring machine, man. They could run up 50 points. I saw that under-over that was put together for one of their games of late. It was like 61 points, and they went over that in like in the third quarter. It was like over so close to 60 points, 59 points in the third quarter. So, God, you know that over was going to make 60, no doubt about that. But Tom Brady, the godfather of quarterbacks, call it what you want. But, I mean, think about all the awards he's got. Three-time Super Bowl MVP, 2001, 2003, 2014. That's right. 11 years later, he comes back, wins the MVP award in the Super Bowl. Two-time regular season MVP, 2007, 2010. Comeback Player of the Year, 2009. Two-time Offensive Player of the Year, 2007, 2010. First Team All-Pro, 2007, 2010. 12 Pro Bowls. Wow, 12 Pro Bowls. Career records. Third in passing, 97.2 rating. Think about that. Fourth in career touchdowns, 456 TDs. Fourth in passing yards, 61,582 yards. Fifth in pass attempts, 8,224. Fourth in completed passes, 5,244 yards. Third in game-winning drives, 49 game-winning drives. And second in fourth quarter comebacks, 38 fourth quarter comebacks. Third in passing yards. He's got some single season records here. I won't go into that. But let me tell you this. This is all about a six-round draft pick. I kid you not. A six-round draft pick is on the verge of winning his fifth Super Bowl. And according to the odds makers, it's a close game, but it looks like the Patriots are going to prevail. According to those guys down there in Las Vegas, the bean counters per se, they got it. They got it, a three-point game. I think it's a good game either way. But, you know, who's going to strike first, I think, is going to get the momentum going their way. And once the momentum gets going, I think both these teams are super teams with super offenses, and there could be a rout, a runaway either way. So as far as a close game is concerned, I just don't see it that way. I think that the team that scores first is going to, like, make its mark, come back and score again, and before you know it, the rout is on. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're joining me for the very first time tonight, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Next up, we're talking combat sports. Lots of UFC on TV tonight, of course, on Fox, the big network, as well as boxing on HBO and Showtime. So combat sports next right up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all across America, around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show live on Sports Byline.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over. Amanda Nunes.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
When
it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your day the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just 10 bucks. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all 10 bucks. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
You say you've locked out old man winter, but you've also locked in stale air. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about an easy trick to freshen up the entire house right after this.
The probability of a serious fire in a building may be low, but the potential consequences are enormous. In addition to smoke alarms and fire extinguishers, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Roxul Stonewall Insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Roxul is made from basalt, rock, and slag, and this combination results in a non-combustible product. It resists temperatures up to 2,150 degrees and will not off-gas, contribute to toxic smoke, or promote flames. These tips brought to you by Roxul, the better insulation.
One of the drawbacks to sealing up the cracks around the perimeter of your home is the increase in indoor air pollution. Stale air can quickly become less than pleasant with lingering odors from cooking, laundry, pets, and even breathing. That's why it's important for your air exchange to operate efficiently. But here's a simple trick for quickly eliminating those smells. Scatter 6 or 7 drops of essential oil over the air filter the next time you change it. Use vanilla, lemon, almond, cinnamon, or any of your own personal favorites. The air movement through the filter will distribute the fragrance of these oils in every room in the house. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, let's talk boxing first. Of course, boxing on both HBO and Showtime tonight. On Showtime, of course, the battle of 126 pounds for the WBA featherweight title. Of course, the man coming from across the pond, the defending champion, Carl Frampton. Frampton, well, he didn't come alive tonight. He lost a majority decision. And the same that he won a few months back, of course, against this Leo Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz considered one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world. It was an upset that he got beat, but I thought he got beat pretty handily the first time. And tonight, Frampton admits he lost. Of course, Frampton now 23-1, 14 KOs. Now, of course, 33-1, 18 KOs. The new champion, Leo Santa Cruz, at 126 pounds. Mikey Garcia. Wow. Do you know who Mikey is? Mikey's a bad dude. Of course, he was a champion of the WBO that stayed out for a long time. You know, he had contract problems and issues with managers and promoters and all that kind of good stuff. Well, he's back, and he's back for real. I mean, tonight, he took on a hobo, and I shouldn't call the guy. I would say that He held the title. He held the WBC 135-pound world title, so I will give him props for that. But Mikey Garcia, now 36-0, 30 KOs, one fight in 2.5 years, a comeback fight about 6 months ago against Eloy Rojas, I believe, stopped him in the fifth round. But he added Dejan Zakalin, of the former Soviet Republic. For his resume now, 22-1, 15 KOs. He stopped him, 221 in the third round. Larry Murch and I were on the phone today talking about how we thought this guy could fight a little bit, and he was going to press Mikey Garcia. We were both unimpressed with him. We both were glad that Mikey Garcia did – I mean that Dijon did not get hurt here. I mean, Mikey Garcia finished beautifully. You have to admire the way a fighter finishes somebody. See, that's the key in things. When you have a fighter fighting, say he's a 10, and he's fighting a guy that's a 7 or a 6, well, guess what? Or anything less, he should go out there and truly shine against that type of guy. He shouldn't look struggling at all. And guess what? Mikey Garcia didn't show any ring rust tonight. In fact, he looked about 2 or 3 weight divisions above his opponent. So he's fighting at 135. Good luck to the young man. No doubt about that. He's back, and he's from Oxnard, California. Now, guess what? The big fight. We'll talk about it in boxing because it's going to be a boxing match. We'll talk about Floyd Mayweather. What's he now? 49-0, only like 20-something KOs. If he's got that, man, he hasn't knocked anybody out since Bill Clinton was president. Okay? He hasn't. I mean, he really hasn't had an exciting fight since George Bush was president, the second George Bush. But, you know, he excites people. I don't know why he does this. I haven't figured it out yet. I consider it the biggest con perpetrated on the American public since Robert Redford and Paul Newman in the movie The Sting back in 72. But Larry Merchant says, the Godfather says the con exceeds that timeline. So I don't know. But now he's running the con again. And this time the con is he's going to try to push his record to 50-0 against a guy making his professional debut. Now, I could only think of one fighter who fought for the championship making his pro debut, and that was Pete Rademacher, the 1952 Olympic gold medalist, I believe, 1956 Olympic gold medalist as a heavyweight. He fought Floyd Patterson. In fact, I think he knocked Floyd Patterson down in the first round. Floyd wasn't hard to hit. But that's the only time I can think of a guy debuting in his pro debut and fighting for the world championship. So I guess Floyd's now considered still the world champion. He's going to unretire this net. Why can't he just go away? I don't understand. He's like a bad dream. I keep waking up and guess what? Floyd Mayweather is there. I wish he wasn't there. And I'll tell you why. As I said, there's nothing exciting about Floyd Mayweather. In fact, I'm probably going to want to watch this fight with Conor McGregor. You know why? I want to see Conor kill him. I just want to see Conor kill him. And I think that if Conor fights real dirty, and of course he's not going to fight clean, I think he's got a shot. Listen, what you do with a guy like Mayweather, and these are dirty tricks, okay, but I've done them in the past. I've been in the ring with guys who are much better than I was, much better than I was. Spar with Duran, spar with Leonard, okay? I'm telling you, much better than I was, but not those two guys. Didn't pull these tricks on those two guys. But I would step on guys' feet. I would step on their lead foot, especially when they're running on me. So I'd slip on their foot. They get a little off balance. I'd jump at them with some punches and that. Of course, that's cheating. And sometimes you get caught for it. Sometimes you don't. But, you know, when you're facing a superior athlete or a guy that's better than you, what are you going to do? I mean, you've seen these guys time and time again try to outbox Floyd Mayweather. That's like senseless. Right? Flabber Guerrero, oh, I'm going to outbox him. Why? Why would you try to outbox somebody when he's the best boxer, I mean, offensively, as far as an amateur style? Because that's not really a professional style, Mayweather, Scott, because if it was a professional style, he'd be finishing guys much like Mikey Garcia tonight. Mikey Garcia is a professional fighter. Might not like the fact he was off 2.5 years and maybe burned a promoter, Bob Arum. Bob had to come in maybe. But he's now, of course, with Al Haymon, and Al Haymon doing his thing in boxing. Talked with Larry Merchant about that this morning as well. Al Haymon controlling boxing as we speak. And HBO had a fight on tonight, and nobody knew about it. Yeah, I mean, nobody really knew about it. The WBO interim super featherweight champion, talking about Miguel Burchelt, was on the card, 31-1, 28 KOs. He dethroned WBC super featherweight champion Francisco Albandito Vargas, 23-1 with a draw, a couple of draws and 17 KOs. 11th round TKO was at Fantasy Springs down there in Southern California, Indio, California. I did a fight there one time. It was 106 degrees ringside. Not pretty at all. Not pretty at all. But this was the HBO main event. And, of course, HBO, Larry Merchant, I talked about this. They really don't have a whole lot on the dance as far as boxing is concerned. And why aren't they doing any boxing? Do you wonder why HBO, the leader in boxing, I mean, it wasn't for boxing. Home Box Office, it wasn't called HBO. It was Home Box Office, the first real cable premium channel. I mean, Don King got together with them, and they brought boxing to HBO, and that sort of put HBO on the map. That put HBO on the map. But the boxing numbers and the demographics are not what they were. when HBO broke out with boxing in the 1970s, okay? I understand that. I understand that crowds have gotten smaller. But still, there are significant subscribers to HBO that demand their boxing. They subscribe to HBO because of their boxing product, okay? And now, the CEO, the man that's in charge of the sports department at HBO, he isn't saying a whole lot about it at all. He's not talking. And the only thing I can get from this is this, folks, and I'm talking to a lot of people on the inside here, both at Time Warner, you know, HBO, they tell me, either he doesn't know anything or what he knows isn't good. What I'm trying to tell you is they're saying it's a corporate shakeup right now. And the fact that Time Warner and AOL and Comcast, all these people, the AT&T is buying this and buying that, you know. So according with this big sale on the line that there's not going to be any boxing in the budget for a little bit. That's the way they're trying to put it. And everybody's trying to play it off. Jim Lampley said it was just a temporary type of thing on some radio podcast in the last couple of days. Of course, the mouth of HBO, the current mouth of HBO, the face of HBO, he said, oh, it's just a temporary thing. You know, it's temporary. What he's not saying is the truth. And the truth is nobody knows. Is HBO through? I mean, has Showtime stuck a knife in their heart? I mean, Showtime's definitely come up with pound for pound over the past 3 or 4 years now. Probably the better fights than HBO. I mean, when you're the champ, you got to remain the champ. You got to put forth significant fights. Okay, you can't be putting Terrence Crawford on pay per view. Terrence Bud Crawford, and that guy who fought a couple of months ago, put him on pay per view. What are you kidding? I mean, how many fights did that? How many homes did that fight go to? Like 50,000, if that. They didn't even announce the numbers on that. And I'm going to tell you why they didn't, because that fight was stolen by more people around the world watching on the internet than it was watched, probably by 30 or 40 fold. It just wasn't the fight that you want to sell on pay-per-view. A pay-per-view fighter, unfortunately, is a guy like Mayweather, is a Roberto Duran, is a Sugar Ray Leonard, is a Muhammad Ali, is a Larry Holmes, is a Conor McGregor, is a Brock Lesnar. Okay, these guys are pay-per-view stars. Amanda Nunes, I think she's a pay-per-view star. In fact, she, of course, challenged. We'll talk about that in a minute, but she was on top of things tonight. Of course, Valentina Shevchenko stopping Julianne Pena in the second round. Of course, UFC gone Fox tonight, the big network, not the little network, not Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2. Yeah, they were on that for a while, but they cleaned it up, man. It was on the big network, Fox, of course, on Fox, like the 20th card on Fox. But Valentina Shevchenko, the winner of of course, she beat Holly Holm in her last fight after Holly Holm had lost to Miesha Tate. Of course, before that, Holly Holm had beaten Ronda Rousey for the title. But Valentina Shevchenko just looking spectacular tonight. I mean, she's just – she talks about being the complete fighter. She really is the complete fighter. In fact, I'll have an interview with her on Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on Sports Byline. And the 5 p.m. No Holds Barred show as well, where I have an interview with both Valentina Shevchenko, that's right, the possible upcoming challenger, of course, for Amanda Nunes, the woman that just, what did she do to Ronda Rousey like a month ago? She's like 48 seconds. This took her out. Wasn't no doubt about that. Wasn't no doubt who was the better fighter that night. No doubt about that. And now, of course, Amanda Nunes stalking opponents. Does she really have to stalk opponents? I don't think so. Good fight tonight on the UFC undercard. The cowboy, Donald Cerrone, a guy that only lost once, I think, in his last, like, 15 or 16 fights, he took on Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal came in, TKO'd in the second round. Donald Cerrone and Masvidal were going back and forth, talking all kinds of smack this week. Cerrone said that Jorge was a split decision guy, couldn't knock him out. Well, guess what? You were wrong, cowboy. You got knocked out a minute into the second round. Of course, that was a fight at welterweight. And Cerrone showing much more promise at welterweight than he did at 155 pounds in lightweight. And the former UFC heavyweight champion, Andre Arlovsky, getting defeated tonight by Francis Ngannou. Ngannou, of course, taking out the former champion in the first round, a minute and 32 seconds in. And Jason Knight was the winner as well over Alex Caceres. That was an exciting fight. Jason Knight might be a guy really to watch at 145 pounds. Featherweight division, look out. Look out, Jose Aldo. This guy looks like he can fight because Alex Caceres could fight. Alex Caceres is unawkward, as awkward, as unorthodox as he is. I mean, at points in this fight, he was like on top and winning, but not for long. Jason Knight, the surprise guy at 145, the guy that people are saying could be the next champion, the next American champion in the featherweight division, was the winner 4 minutes and 21 seconds into round two. Sam Alvey beat UFC veteran Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt, of course, a loser of a few fights in a row. Time for Nate to just hang it up, man. Time for just Nate to go. Nate's got to go. I mean, when you get hurt in fights, he didn't get hurt tonight, but when you get hurt in fights, Nate's got hurt in the past, it's just time to wrap it up. UFC 209. Forget UFC 208. I like UFC 209, folks. Going out March 4th at the T-Mobile Arena, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, on top of the welterweight champion Tyrone Woodley. Of course, he's a bad dude, pound for pound, one of the best strikers in all of mixed martial arts. He is the welterweight, 170-pound champion. Taking on his recent challenger, Stephen Thompson. Why are they doing this again? Well, they said the fight was close. It wasn't really that close. I mean, yeah, it might have been close on points, but when you talk about the ass whooping that was dished out, I think Tyrone Woodley dished out a whole lot more butt whoop than Stephen Thompson. And in fact, I picked Stephen Thompson to win that fight going in it. You know that. I thought Stephen Thompson was a stud, and he might still be a stud, but I don't think he's going to beat Tyrone Woodley. Now, Khabib. I don't go into his last name because it's so hard to say, but my man Kyle Kingsbury is a stablemate down there at the American Kickboxing Academy in Silicon Valley. But Khabib, anyway, he's taking on Tony Ferguson in a lightweight bout. That's going to rock and roll. And Alistair Overeem, he's back. That's right. Remember? Alistair Overjoyed. He got popped for steroids that time. They wanted to test him, a surprise test. And he ran out of the room and drove around the block and drove a few blocks away. He talked to his lawyer on the phone and said, I got to go back and take the test. Yeah, you did. And they suspended you for it. He's taking on Mark Hunt, the throwing Samoan. Of course, the man that almost rocked Brock Lesnar. It was a pretty good fight he had with Brock Lesnar. Of course, he said to Mark that Brock Lesnar was juiced to the gills on steroids, and he was. Of course, this is your Sports Byline Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or they've got a Facebook page as well. Follow them on Facebook. The World Boxing Organization brought to us, of course, the Combat Sports Update. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Lost Mary Tyler Moore this week, the sexiest lady on TV in the 1960s, I kid you not. She was a soft sexy. She didn't have to show any big breasts or anything like that. She was just stunning and beautiful. May she rest in peace, the great Mary Tyler Moore, at the age of 80. Checking the NBA scoreboard tonight, the Kings are winners. Sacramento beat Charlotte 109-106. Miami prevailed over Detroit 116-103. Boston 112, Milwaukee 108. The Clippers, Donald Sterling's former team, wow, they got walloped by the Warriors. God's team won 144-98. That's right, God's team, the Golden State Warriors, 144-98. The Memphis Grizzlies, well, they did pretty good tonight. Took out the Utah Jazz 102-95. Of course, Denver, a winner. In Phoenix, 123-112. I am the Taco Man. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, we come to each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and a host of other networks. I want to tell you this. If you're joining me for the very first time tonight, come back next week. I'll have my co-partner with me. I talk about my co, Zach Attack Young, as we take on the world of sports, social issues, and a host of other problems of the world face. We do it all right here on Sports Byline. Don't forget, Ring Talk live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific, boxing and mixed martial arts, and the killer show, No Holds Barred, where anything goes. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's Sundays for 2 hours on the Sports Byline broadcast. And we're straight up, lots of combat sports, lots of sports here. Your sports number one source, sportsbyline.com. Until next week, don't forget, you're tuned to Sports Byline. I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to tell you about tomorrow's show on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're here from Amanda Nunes. We're here from Dominic Cruz, the former UFC Bantamweight Champion. Lots of stars and studs tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. I thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful day in the Super Bowl. 7 days away. Tom Brady, a fifth Super Bowl ring, or Matt Ryan is first. What's it going to be? You're tuned to Sports Byline.